On November 2nd, Stanford traveled to the Rose Bowl to face the UCLA Bruins. They entered the game in the must-win situation not only for that week, but also for the season. Win, and they would keep their heads above water. Lose, and they would be assured of a losing season. During the game, Tyrone Willingham called on a number of players to make big plays for Stanford. Mike Mitchell continued his streak of outstanding play by putting the card on the board early in the second quarter.
Motion, Mitchell with the call over the right side. He's into the end zone, touchdown Stanford. Mike Mitchell untouched for 10 yards over the right side. He goes into the end zone, and with the extra point pending, this game could be tied up.
Late in the second quarter, Stanford would get a highlight film play from Troy Walters to take the lead.
Touchback to pass with some time. Now he's lofting this one over to the right side for Troy Walters. Makes a sensational grab. 15, 10, one man to beat. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Stanford. Troy Walters with a sensational Willie Mays grab. Chad Hutchinson was just the perfect touch pass. And Stanford now has a 13-7 lead with 45 seconds remaining in the first half.
The Bruins would answer with 13 second half points. After a UCLA field goal extended the Bruin lead to 2014, the Card got the ball with 5:28 remaining on the clock. They had 80 yards to go for the touchdown that would either keep them alive or kill any hopes for a winning season. It was time to summon the heart that Tyrone's team seemed to have been lacking since Oregon. The challenge had been posed. Now Chad Hutchinson and the Stanford offense would respond.
Hutchinson trying to sprint out to the right side. Rose behind his body. Great catch by Troy Walters at the 30, cutting it back inside to the 36-yard line. Holy smoke, what a play by Troy Walters, and what a throw back across his body by Chad Hutchinson. First down, Stanford.
He doesn't get rid of that third and long, and maybe Stanford gone, but Troy Walters...
Hutch back to pass. Rose completes to Andre Cohen. Breaks the tackle 45-50. Cuts it back inside. Goes head over heels inside UCLA territory. And he's got the first down at the Bruin 46.
Now with the ball inside Bruin territory, the Card faced a critical conversion on third and five.
Hutch back to pass. Squeeze out to Mike Mitchell. Breaks one tackle at the 45, up to the 40, inside down to the 35-yard line. Where they got to spot the ball? At the UCLA 35-yard line. First down, Stanford. Travis Kirsty had Mike Mitchell for a 5-yard loss. Mike was able to get away from it somehow and turn it into a first down for Stanford.
Two more completions put Stanford at the UCLA 10-yard line and set the stage for the drive's dramatic conclusion.
Feet, first and goal, Stanford. Two receivers to the left, flip back, touch back to pass, looking end zone, throwing end zone for Brian Manning, makes the catch, touchdown Stanford. Brian Manning came open over the left side, he makes the catch in the end zone, 58 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and Stanford has just tied up this ball game.
Stanford had driven 80 yards in 10 plays. Hutchinson had completed 7 of 7 passes on the drive. The Stanford offense had done their job. Now it was time once again for the defense to slam the door.
Here we go, folks. Third and 20. 2 seconds remaining. Three receivers over to the right, one to the left. McNown in the shotgun. Back to pass. Rolling over to his left side. Looking downfield. He's got a man down there. That's McElroy. Now he heaves it down there. Tim Smith leaps up. It is tipped. It is tipped. It is caught. No, it's intercepted by Stanford. Stanford has the ball. And more importantly, they've got the win. Josh Madsen ends the game with an interception. And the Stanford Cardinal have come away with this one in a thriller.
Stanford had indeed won in a thriller, and now they hope to make history against an always dangerous USC team under the lights at Stanford Stadium. Early on, the Trojans seemed to be playing with all the energy, with quarterback Brad Otten shining brightly for USC. In the first half, lightning struck the Trojans only once, as Damon Dunn turned on the crowd with an electrifying kickoff return.
The dance is on the football, and it's a squib kick. Bounces down, it's going to be taken by Damon Dunn, finally at the 8, running over to the left side, still bouncing it out, breaks the tackle across the 15, now turning the field, 20, 25, 30, putting it back inside, 35, 40, 45, 50, he's got it all the way! Damon Dunn, 92 yards for the touchdown, and Stanford goes right back on the board!
Despite Dunn's doing, Stanford trailed the Trojans at halftime 20-7. Once again, Stanford had its back against the wall, and once again, Stanford came out swinging. Mike Mitchell scored on Stanford's first possession of the second half, and later in the third quarter, Greg Camella found the goal line for his first time in 1996 for the go-ahead score.
Motion to hand off it to Camella, fighting his way. He's close to the end zone. He gets in. Touchdown, Stanford. Greg Camella will not be denied on those two carries. He goes in for two, and Stanford, with the extra point pending, could retake the lead in this ballgame.
After ripping off a 40-yard run in the third quarter, Mike Mitchell dialed long distance again in the fourth.
And a handoff first to Mike Mitchell, trying to find his way, get the first down, still on his feet. He's up, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat, waited for the block, cuts it back in, down to the 11-yard line. What a huge play by Mike Mitchell, taking it deep into the heart of SC territory. First and 10 Stanford at the USC 11. 53 yards by Mike.
Although Mitchell would finish the night with 147 yards rushing, perhaps Stanford's hero was a veteran defensive lineman who would become the proud owner of the game's biggest play.
Back to pass. What time? Now he throws. It's intercepted. Bring it back. 35-30. Inside the USC 30-yard line. Huge play. Pete Swanson has the ball. And Stanford with a huge play. 2:07 remaining in the game.
Pete Swanson's pick led to a Kevin Miller field goal that increased Stanford's lead to 24-20 with 32 seconds to play. More importantly, it meant the Trojans would have to score a touchdown to win. Two completions put USC at the Stanford 35, where once again, the defense would have to make Stanford's last stand.
It comes down to this. This is it.
It all comes down to this. 2 seconds on the clock. USC with the ball at the Stanford 35-yard line. This is it. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right. Otten under center. Stanford in the prevent. Otten back to pass. With time. Now here comes Chris Draft. He throws downfield to the end zone. It is tipped. It is in the end zone. No official signal yet. It is intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. It's a touchback. And Stanford comes away with a huge win. 24-20 over the USC Trojans. And they break.
In consecutive weeks, the Stanford Cardinal had pulled off dramatic upsets over UCLA and USC. Now part three of their four-phase reclamation project would be a meeting with the Washington State Cougars. But after 27 minutes of play netted a 14-0 deficit, Stanford's season was in danger of being washed away with the rain at Stanford Stadium. Late in the second quarter, Stanford finally mounted a drive that ended with a trip to the Washington State end zone.
Center. Give it to Ritchie again. He'll try for the end zone. He goes in. Touchdown, Stanford. John Ritchie goes over from 3 yards out, and Stanford, with 2 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in the first half, has 6 points on the board.
After John Ritchie's first touchdown in a Stanford uniform took the Card out of neutral, the Stanford defense got in gear by forcing the Cougars to punt. Troy Walters then shifted the Card and their fans into overdrive.
And Banks gets the snap. Not much pressure. He gets it away. A line drive. Walters ranging over. Takes it to 25. Now reversing his field over to the left side. Losing some ground. He's got to turn the corner. Gets a vicious block. Turns up field. 35, 40, 45, 50. Putting it back inside. Still dancing. Still up. 40, 35, 30. He's going to go all the way. Troy Walters with a huge punt return. Goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Stanford.
Troy Walters' dazzling 75-yard punt return was one of the greatest in school history. In the second half, Stanford hit the afterburners, turning a 14-14 tie at halftime into a 31-17 rout after three quarters. The Stanford defense throttled the potent Washington State attack, allowing only 49 yards rushing, a season best, and making life miserable for quarterback Ryan Leaf.
Leaf back to pass on third down. Looking left. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Being chased by Kylie Wong. He brings him down at the 40-yard line. Time ran out on Ryan Leaf. And Kylie Wong brings him down for a 9-yard loss. Tim Smith showing blitz. Here he comes. Play action. Here comes Tim Smith. He smacks him. Fumble. Ball is loose at the 17-yard line. Stanford has it. Stanford has the ball. Tim Smith with a huge play. He smacked. Ryan Leaf never saw him coming. Stanford falling. Back to pass, with time, standing in his own end zone, still with time, now he's hit from behind, throws, and it is intercepted at the 31-yard line. Tim Smith running over to the left side, 25, still up at the 20-yard line, still up, breaks the tackle, he could go, 10, 5, into the end zone, he'll be close, did he get there? Side, Leaf back to pass, here comes John Haskins, safety. Ryan Leaf was blindsided by John Haskins, never saw him coming. 3:59 remaining in the ball game. Stanford extending their lead 33-17, and you can turn out the lights on the Cougars.
Good night, Washington State. That's the killer. That's the final nail in the coffin.
Stanford's 33-17 victory over the Washington State Cougars put Stanford at 5-5 and in a position that seemed unthinkable 3 weeks before, in the middle of the bowl race. All that stood in the Cardinals' way now were the California Golden Bears and the always unpredictable big game at Berkeley.